Brain power, mind power. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Brain power, mind power. What an interesting concept that there might be a differentiation between brain power and mind power. Now, what is brain power? Well, brain power is the attitude we give to our brain to accomplish what we want it to power, to accomplish. And our brain is a system. We put a program into it, and then the brain responds to that program, like a computer. The brain does not have the ability to think for itself. It only thinks on the concepts that we put into it. And so when I put a concept into my brain that I am intelligent, I am thoughtful, I am loving, I am wealthy, I am happy, I am healthy, when I put these concepts in my brain, then my brain goes to work acting upon them. Now, where do I get these concepts from? Where do I get these ideas from? Where do I get these imaginative possibilities from? Well, I get them from my mind power. Now, my mind power is one as the universal mind, one as the allness mind. Now, I'm not going to look into the allness mind as an absolute concept, although that is what it is. I'm going to look into the allness mind as the source of every thought that I think, and every word that I speak, and every action that I do. And if I do that, then I am looking at perfection in every sense of the word. Now, when I look at my brain power, and I see how my brain functions, and I sometimes want to erase something I've done. I say something silly and I say, no, erase that. Well, I'm giving power to what I want to erase, what I wished I hadn't said in the first place. But our brain, like our computer, can pick up all sorts of things and does pick up all sorts of things. Just like our computer has the ability to go into the internet and hear what other people say, hear what other people do and are, and see things that other people are working on, and we say, well, that's really not my thing. Well, that's great. That's great. Now, the day that I say to myself, the only source for me is my mind power. The only source for me is my mind power, and that's what I feed into my brain power. I do not go wool gathering in my brain power by traveling in the internet of my brains to see how other people are doing things and to see how other people are having things done. I go to the universal consciousness, the mind, and when I'm in the mind, everything that I'm in is without judgment. Wow, that would be quite an experience. Everything that I take out of the mind is unconditional. Everything that I take out of the mind is one-pointed. I don't think that there are several ways of looking at it, because if I believe that my mind is the allness and the isness, and that I tune in to the allness and isness, and I process it through my brain, then I am that. I am that which I think about. Now, the word that gets me in trouble sometimes is the word process. I process what I hear from my brain, I process what I hear from my mind, and I get the two confused. If I were able to stay clear and pure in my mind power, then all of my brain ideas, my brainy ideas, would be based upon the no judgment, would be based upon the unconditionally loving aspect, would be based upon the purity of the concept coming through without any other touching of it. Now, this is not easy, because we have always trained ourselves to listen to our brain. We've always trained ourselves to listen to what other people say. We've trained ourselves to listen to the world and how it advises us and how it directs us and how it leads us and guides us. And as we do that, we give up the power of living in the allness, living in the mind, living in the consciousness that there is no judgment and there is only now. Now, in this unconditional attitude, we feel relaxed, we feel peaceful, we feel at one with the world that we're in. We ask ourselves time and again why we are here, why we are living on planet Earth, why we were born in the first place, why did we leave the allness, the isness, why did we leave the absolute consciousness so that we could live on this Earth planet here and have experiences here? Well, the thing is, we didn't leave. That comes as a shock to most of us, but we didn't leave. We are always living in the divine consciousness. We are always living in absolute. We're always living in the allness, the isness. We're always living in it. But where is our attention? Is our attention on the illusions that happen? Is our attention on the appearances that are constantly changing? Or is our attention on the principle itself that stands behind all these things? Where is it? Where is it? Brain power or mind power? Well, we have allowed ourselves to separate ourselves from our mind power and think about ourselves being only in our brain power. And for us to return to our original purity and integrity in our mind power demands that we read everything in our heart, in our mind, in our soul from the point of view of the mind power. The mind power is like the words of God in Genesis, and God saw everything that he had created, and he called it good and very good. So, while there's no judgment in absolute, there's no judgment in mind power, we call it good and very good. That's why we are putting our attention to it. We like it. We like that beautiful quality of mind power. Oh, we have fun with the power of the brain, but the brain has no power. The brain has only the power that we give it. And we oftentimes give it far too much power or too much control of who we are. And as we can return to our original purity and integrity, the awareness of our original purity and integrity, which is active, as active in us now as it ever was and ever will be and ever could be. It is active right now. And so, as we give our attention to that, then that is where everything is. How many minutes a day do I sit down quietly and meditate on who I am? Well, quite a few. I walk the meditation path, and I have benches along the way. Now, I have benches along the way of the meditation path because I get so tired walking along up and down the mountain streams. I do not. On days when I don't want to take the time. I just rush right along and walk up and down and over the 3-mile path, and I come back to my house, and I feel just filled with energy and vitality. Other days, when I give myself enough time, I sit at each one of my meditation benches. There are about 6 or 8 of them along the path. And as I sit on these meditation benches, I relax, and I'm at peace. And I drift into my inner absolute divine awareness. I drift into my mind, and I let my mind take over. Not my brain, but my mind. And I am unconditionally loving about everything. I am at peace with everything. It's so exciting. It's so fulfilling. It's so rewarding. And at each meditation bench where I take the time, I have Rex with me. And he lays down or sits down and he looks around the surroundings. And he quietly waits. He does not come up to me and say, "Hey, you sat long enough." When I get up, he looks at me and he says, "Are you continuing your meditation, or are you going to leave now? What would you like?" And I say, "Okay, come, Rex." And then he comes. But you see, it's my time. It's my time to meditate. That's one of the times. Other times are when I'm thinking about projects or thinking about things that I'm working on. It's a wonderful experience, and it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful way to go, and it is the only way. Yes, brain power or mind power? It deserves a lot of consideration. A lot of attitudes, a lot of ways of looking at it. But brain power or mind power? What is it? We find out when we take time to listen to the mind power. I love listening in my meditation time to my mind power, because it's so, so rewarding. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.